Every day, it seems like another device is getting smarter. From smart watches to Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs, everything around us is becoming more connected and efficient. And just like our world is getting smarter, your e-commerce business should be too. If you're looking for incredible efficiency, or if your business has outgrown its old shipping solutions, ShipStation is the tool that can help you take that next step. ShipStation offers exceptional shipping efficiency with a powerful all-in-one order fulfillment system. It integrates with over 180 of the most popular e-commerce platforms, marketplaces, and carriers, making it easier than ever to manage your shipping tasks. I personally use ShipStation, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage orders from one simple dashboard has saved me countless hours. I love that I can print shipping labels with just one click and take advantage of industry-leading discounts. Up to 89% off with carriers like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's made scaling my business faster and more efficient than I ever thought possible. Plus, saving thousands on shipping costs is just the icing on the cake. If you want to lead your business into the future with technology designed to save you money and headaches, ShipStation is the way to go. It seamlessly integrates with the services and selling channels you already use, and it's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of those that use it for a year become customers for life. So switch to ShipStation today and lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future. Go to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK. Welcome back to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and it is the desire episode of Office Hours. And that's how I define my three co-hosts, with an ultimate desire to be what they must be. Madeline Ricci, my friend Hunter Cloutis, and of course the anchor man, David Williams. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Well, I got a special double duo of psychedelic nature. They are the founders of the Journeymen Collective, my friends Rob Grover and Gary Logan. Welcome to Office Hours.
Thank you. This is brilliant.
Well, you guys are brilliant. Excited. And I'm super excited because we had Bob Parsons on, who's the founder of GoDaddy, and he basically had a testimonial for both of you. He had suffered for so long with PTSD from the Vietnam War, and he spent 39 years hiding in work. Created a great business, GoDaddy, exited for $4 billion and was completely miserable until he read a book about psychedelics. And within 4 days, his life would change forever. And in that journey, we need guides. And we need people who guide us and have the teacher's guide so that we can have and maximize experiences. And I personally have always been a huge fan of psychedelics. And way back when people didn't understand them, they were afraid of them. And the reason that I enjoy them so much is that I have a philosophy about behavior. I think good behavior is behavior that is in a divine direction, in divine time, on where I want to be or better. And bad behavior is that which interferes with my divine direction or my divine time. And I found that plant medicine or psychedelics were a mechanism or a modality in which to clear the behavior that was interfering with my good behavior in the divine direction and divine time in an expedited manner. The only thing I wish is, beyond the recreational and fun use that I do have, and I told you both that I'm extremely fun on mushrooms, for example, that I actually had a guide to take me through that journey, to talk me through certain things that I was experiencing so that I could have really maximized the journey itself to improve my desire to be what I must be and to continue better behavior towards a divine direction or divine time. And when I was exposed to you two, I'm like, this can't even be real. I mean, ayahuasca, I've heard about, you know, the great journeys, and we definitely need a guide, but nobody ever told me that we could do it on other psychedelics. Yeah. How the hell did you two guys come up with this idea to be guides on such an incredible journey that so many of us are wondering how to benefit from?
I'll share. Probably, well, it's almost 7 years we've been in business. Depression, grief, and anxiety came into our lives. My mother was living with us for about 3.5 years.
I'll do it.
Totally.
That's why we needed them.
She gave us when she transitioned. I'll never look at that in the same.
Sorry.
Okay, so so grief and depression and anxiety came into form. So both Robert and I thought we had enough in our toolkits with all the personal development and metaphysical teaching and meditation, all that. Just wasn't able to shake it. So we say a magical woman came in our life, a little pixie girl, and she spoke about a journey that she went on to help with her depression and grief. Robert was basically, we would say, the guinea pig. He had more of a conversation with her, and he called the medicine man, and they had a conversation, and next thing you know, Robert says, I'm going on a journey. And I went, great, you have fun. You go first. So he went. And when he came home, the shift in this man was unbelievable. His depression, his grief, anxiety had gone, and he found his joy. It's like, oh my God, his face had changed. There was no grayness. And I thought, God, mushrooms can do this. So I spoke to the medicine man, and it just worked out well that it was my mother's celebration of life. We spread her ashes, and then the next day was my birthday. I always say it was the best birthday gift one could ever give themselves. It was a journey. And I spent 3 days with the medicine man, and life changed. I came back into my strength of who I was, my purpose and direction in life. Depression and grief wasn't as strong, but you know it's always there. But it wasn't pulling me back anymore. I was leading forward in my life. But Robert's transition was just as brilliant as mine. And we both spoke about how we had visions on this was the path we're supposed to lead. And you're going, like, how? What does that look like? So we spoke with our medicine man, and he was willing and able to assist us and guide journeys on how we want to do it, not his way. Because every guide is different, and they have different energies and tools in their toolkit that we'll say maybe the divine is providing us that we were born with. And it took about 3 to 6 months to work with him, feel a pace on how we would like to work with the medicine. And we have an executive coach that went through the journey and the husband and wife team, and they woke up, I'll put in quotes, from their journey experience and says, I think you have a business here. Wow. So they had a vision that this was our future also. So we worked with them for a number of months. How did we want to present it? This is what we're doing now, presenting it our way, guiding executives, entrepreneurs, CEOs, movers, shakers, creatives on a path of enlightenment, I would say, but purpose.
Love that.
Speaking from a couple entrepreneurs, this is right up your alley.
I know. And I had an opportunity to talk to you guys and learn more about the psychedelic. You know, I'm curious. I'm always curious to see where my journey will take me. And so I am excited to learn more, and I will book a consultation, just so you know. So
that's one. Do I hear three more?
How do you think psychedelic experiences can influence one individual, right? Perception of purpose.
So I believe that every single human, all of you, have come into this lifetime for a reason. And when you touch into that and know that from a visceral standpoint, where no one can knock you off of that centeredness, that's when you can touch into that every single day, every single moment of your life, and move with that divine Wi-Fi connection that you now know, and it's a visceral knowing. And there are information data sets that are presented to people in each journey, and we teach people how to touch back into them and weave them into your reality. So it's like you're pulling on a transcendental thread of information that's given uniquely to you, and it's your duty, your responsibility to revere that experience and take that information from information into understanding of self and how you relate in your life, in your businesses, mm-hmm. and achieve a greater harmony within. And then as a function of that, you have greater harmony in business and in all aspects of life.
Amazing, amazing. I can't wait for my appointment.
Just saying.
I'm there.
This is so cool. This is so new to me. And I think it's new to potentially a lot of people, especially maybe on the younger end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Who perhaps have heard about this, but maybe even think about it as a period of time where people did that, but not know that now it's more controlled, it's safer, and can actually be used for medicinal purposes. Do you guys believe that the usage of this acts more as an addition or potentially a catalyst as to what we already have within?
Yes and yes. So it's going to add, but it's also catalyzing, because if you look at what mushrooms do in the forest, they decompose that which is no longer necessary. So humans move through different periods in their lifetime. Every 7 years-ish, we're moving through a new period. And the mystical part of our lives has been stripped away. So it's been taken out of our culture. And we're here to put that back into culture so that you can tap into your mystical, inner, supernatural human being and own and hone the genius and the gifts that you're here to share with other people.
Every day, it seems like another device is getting smarter. From smart watches to Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs, everything around us is becoming more connected and efficient. And just like our world is getting smarter, your e-commerce business should be too. If you're looking for incredible efficiency, or if your business has outgrown its old shipping solutions, ShipStation is the tool that can help you take that next step. ShipStation offers exceptional shipping efficiency with a powerful all-in-one order fulfillment system. It integrates with over 180 of the most popular e-commerce platforms, marketplaces, and carriers, making it easier than ever to manage your shipping tasks. I personally use ShipStation, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage orders from one simple dashboard has saved me countless hours. I love that I can print shipping labels with just one click and take advantage of industry-leading discounts. Up to 89% off with carriers like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's made scaling my business faster and more efficient than I ever thought possible. Plus, saving thousands on shipping costs is just the icing on the cake. If you want to lead your business into the future with technology designed to save you money and headaches, ShipStation is the way to go. It seamlessly integrates with the services and selling channels you already use. And it's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of those that use it for a year become customers for life. So switch to ShipStation today and lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future. Go to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK.
Thank you, gentlemen, for being with us today. We really appreciate it. So my question for you, actually coming from somebody that I lean into a lot of alternative wellness, because I was diagnosed maybe 20 some odd years ago with a severe autoimmune condition, came with a lot of chronic pain with it. This is one thing that I haven't done. So I guess my question for you along those realms, what advice would you give individuals seeking to cultivate a deeper awareness of their mind, body, spirit connection, especially people like myself that are dealing with a consistent chronic pain?
Great question. So with that, you will want to work with someone who can guide you deeper within yourself and help you to actually work with your own energy so that the autoimmune issue might never, ever be there ever again. So if you can think that, hey, what would life look like? I wonder what it would look like for me to be without this. It's a thought. It's an energy. The frequency's there. So if you can work with someone who can guide you through a psychedelic experience and who has knowledge of the biology, chemistry, physics, and even the math of what a human being operates like, then that person can help you clear that energy from your quantum field. And then you have to be able to work with it as well. So have someone that's going to empower you to actually know what that is from that visceral standpoint.
Thank you.
Take it a little bit deeper as well. Someone who has utilized psilocybin and hallucinogenics and, of course, psychedelics set me on a journey of understanding time. Mm-hmm. And so you talked about quantum physics in the quantum realm. And I have studied time for years to figure out different experiences that I have that have tapped into infinite time and taken me out of the construct of man-made time. And if anyone has ever done psilocybin or psychedelics, that you have no, it's an experience of infinite time. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. And it has allowed me to channel more without psychedelics as well, because we carry forward techniques and perception into this man-made construct. Right. So I need a clock, for example, when I speak, because, and I had an old PR guy go, I forgot the clock, but don't worry, I'll hold 5 minutes up. There's 5 minutes left. I'm like, I don't think you understand that if I'm channeling, I'm in utilizing infinite time, mm-hmm. an expression of God. And when I come out of it, I have no idea how much time, and I'm going to panic immediately because I'm speaking and I can pick up where I was, but I need to know whether it's 12 minutes or 12 hours that I've been going on. Right. How, because you have probably had more experience with this, how can we utilize our experience in infinite time to understand one of the most valuable, productive and gracious things that we have 24 hours when we get back into the construct of our real life?
And I would say that's where integration comes into play. So if you can remember back into that experience of what it feels like, what it senses like, what your whole entire like human meat suit.
And you guys help people do that, right? Yes. Remember, because I did it naturally.
Right.
It was a huge benefit, but I know friends of mine with me had no idea what I was talking about.
Where you were going through.
Yeah.
And so you go into the timelessness of reality, and the more that you can be in that, the longer you can actually live.
Right. I get that.
Yeah.
That's super awesome. Mm-hmm.
Totally. So the thing is, if you can imprint that more and more and more and detach yourself from any aspect of the outside world that is like connected to time, obviously we're in a scenario where time is required. However, if you can detach from all of that noise, then you can live in greater harmony. You can live in timelessness. You can live in a place where, hey, is it possible to live to 200 years old? And I just said something right there that's connected to the mass consciousness of age, 200 years old. Mm. Even an infant, 1 year old. Why is the 1 year old infant old? So there's a construct there that if we start pulling those constructs out, then we can, the more that we can pull out any of the false constructs, the more that we can live in harmony, in life, love, and in business.
And in the infinite time, healing, which we put a construct of linear time to, you know, it takes this much time in order to heal grief, mm-hmm. PTSD, an immune system, whatever it may be, mm-hmm. that we can accelerate the healing process because we're dealing with the interference or the bad behavior, something that is not in the divine direction, mm-hmm. In timelessness. And so we can heal things that in humans construct or in our belief system of perception of medical solutions, mm-hmm. or whatever we put to that are completely irrelevant. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it myself in amazing ways, where people even in the Amazon have, you know, done physical impossibilities of healing, you know, growing limbs, for example, which I know most people probably now think I am on psychedelics. But think about it. If you're harnessing the power of timelessness, then you could grow a limb back. And there are, I mean, most people will know there is actual documentation of all of these types of things that happen. And I'm so glad that Barb Parsons is on the show, because he was, like me, stuck in this man-made, constructive, comparative, judgmental, conditioned world. And all it took was a few days of timelessness with a guide in order to facilitate accelerated healing that may have lasted lifetimes to heal the genetic and energetic inheritance of Bob Parsons. Although he was a billionaire, he would have died in this journey miserable. Instead, he has healed all of that and won't pass it on to his own genetic and energetic inheritance that exists in his own journey of timelessness.
And it comes down to thoughts. What are our thoughts? And we've been programmed at a very young age what time is and what age is, and that how long things will heal. I just went through a minor surgery. And the doctor says it'll take you 10 weeks to heal. And I went, no way.
Yeah, right on.
It's going to be 10 days maximum to heal. And it's like, and then the medication, oh, you'll need to be on this for 5 weeks for pain meds. And it's like, no, 2 days and that's it. And then you just tell yourself, what is it that you want? How do you want to represent yourself moving forward through your thoughts and not somebody else's interpretation of what you should be doing? So thank you very much for the medical system for, you know, assisting me on the surgery that I did need. But the healing process comes down to us.
Amazing.
And that's what quantum healing is.
Yes, that's what it is. I got out of the way. Yeah, let's do the work. It's not like somebody else do the work. It's me doing the work and being open, and my hair is standing on end. You probably can't see it, but I can feel it. It's like, yeah, I can feel it coming through right away. Definitely. It's like, I'm out of the way.
Because I am healed.
Yeah.
It's what I'm doing to interfere with it. Yeah. And that idea.
And the body wants to heal. It doesn't want to be sick. It doesn't want to be injured.
It's programmed to heal. Itself.
Yes.
Innately. And when you can tap into that innateness more and more and more, like the heart intelligence, when we can tap into that, when we can tap into the divine Wi-Fi and receive the guidance of what we're supposed to be doing in every waking moment, that's when we can know, just by like holding a bag of chips versus a nice juicy steak, like, well, which one feels like it's going to nourish my being? You'll most likely know when you start to open up the channels of your innate intelligence.
Yeah, and if you consider, I have used analogously the MyCloud as an Akashic record or an infinite system of thought, a unified infinite system of thought. And so what are we doing to buffer MyCloud to the mind?
Right.
Not to the brain. The brain's interpreting, which is cool, but the mind. So we're constantly streaming. You talk about this Wi-Fi. We are constantly in the stream of consciousness in a MyCloud of all-knowing, all-powerful, and at ease and peace and joy. And so if we don't feel at ease, at peace, at joy, then there's mechanisms and modalities to allow us to clear the buffering or the interference, which is why I highly encourage all of us to go on that journey. But I hadn't thought that there was a guide like anywhere, right? The fastest way to get to where you want to be is to find someone that's already there and ask them for directions. That's what my two friends do for us, Rob Rover and Gary Logan. Thank you for what you do. And I encourage everyone who's interested or curious to learn more about it. So reach out to the founders of the Journeyman Collective. Thank you both for joining me. This is David Meltzer here in Linear Time on Office Hours.